The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you might have heard the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, earlier colleague for the Taoiseach Simon Harris, to meet with the parents of 9-year-old Harvey Morrison Sherritt from Clondalkin in Dublin. He died last month following many delays in accessing urgent scoliosis surgery. And in the last little while, we've had confirmation, actually, from Simon Harris's office. The Taoiseach has spoken to Harvey's mother, Gillian, today, and they've agreed to meet in the near future. The Taoiseach has also sought, through the Minister for Health, a full multidisciplinary report on the timeline of care provided to Harvey. And while this had the absolute worst of outcomes, this case, Harvey's, it is not the first time we've been talking about this issue, and not the first time in the context of Simon Harris either, scoliosis waiting lists and what have you. And two people who know all about it are Tony Foley and Katrina Phelan, both with me now. Tony's the father of Ronan, who has been waiting 3 years for surgery. Tony, you're welcome to the show. Can you remind us a little bit about Ronan's situation?
Oh, Kieran. Our son Ronan was, we were told that back in 2017 that he needed immediate intervention for scoliosis coverture. And we were told ourselves by our team at the time that he wouldn't be waiting any more than 3 months to 4 months for this surgery. And we were also told, in, you know, to the media and other people, Simon Harris also stated around that time that no child would be waiting more than 4 months for this intervention. So like that, you know, you let the months go by and for a while and you start to wonder, like, what's happening? There's 5 or 6 months gone, there's a year gone, there's a year and a half gone. And it came to the point after 2 years, so we had to do something. Like, our son was starting to, his health and well-being was starting to be compromised, and he was getting sicker more often. Like, he was unable to fight things like colds, flus, everything became an issue for him. And he finished up inside in hospital a few times, you know, getting dehydrated and getting a, and for one time, he actually got a rapid heartbeat because of the, his body was under so much pressure and his lung capacity was diminishing. So we made the decision we had to kind of go, we had to take the media route. Like, we had to kind of, you know, go public and do what we could for our son. And to cut a long story short, like, Ron was waiting 3 years, by which time, 2 months before his surgery in October 2020, he had a curvature of 95 degrees. And we were shocked to find out just post-surgery in December 2020 that his curvature had gone to 135 degrees. So that was a significant increase in his curvature. And we were told that if he had waited any longer, that there would have been no benefit to doing the surgery. Now, our son was in very good health before the pre-scoliosis, and he's been in fantastic health since, thanks be to God. We can thank the our surgeon, Dr. Pat Kiley, and the staff of Crumlin Hospital enough. And but we dread to think of what the situation would have been if our son didn't get a timely intervention.
And Tony, do you think he got that intervention because he spoke out?
I was asked that question numerous times, Kieran, and I'd like to think so, but I don't think so. I don't think we did. No, I think that because we really went heavy on the public campaign from February and March 2020, and Ronan didn't get his surgery until December 20, and we had 4 cancer dates for surgery in that time. And there was a significant deterioration in his health and well-being in that time. And We got in contact with Mr. Harris at the time. Now, he wasn't minister, he was teaching at the time, but he wasn't Minister for Health during that period. But we being Minister of Health in 2017 to 2018, I think was it, and Stephen Donnelly and Simon Harris's office, we tried to make contact numerous times. We got no reply at all. We got no help. We got no reply. And we got no. We couldn't get any assurances. And so it was a very long process like that was totally unnecessary.
And so it must have been harrowing, nerve wracking, however you want to describe it. You know, to be told at the outset, your son needs immediate surgery, and immediate means we're going to do it in 3 months. Yeah. And then 3 years later, you still haven't had it. And then his 95% curvature now is tipped over the 100% barrier. It's up 130. Is that what you said? 130 degrees, rather.
135 degrees,
curvature. I mean, what that must have had an awful impact on all of you.
whatever impact it had on us, on myself and my wife, and of course our family, yes. But the impact was on our son. Like, he was the one that was enduring all this.
Yeah.
I mean, we're from Kerry, Kieran. Like, we had 15 pre-op appointments in 18 months leading up to surgery. Now, most of those appointments had to be redone because the time lapse, you know, when we were waiting so long that there was we had to redo those appointments because the time lapse is so long waiting for the surgery.
And yeah.
we had to do a journey of nearly 700 kilometers round trip a day in a day to go up for these appointments, you know, in Crumlin. And the agony in our son's face, you know, that he had to endure going up and down those journeys. We had to stop in Adair and we had to stop in the Plaza in Portlaoise on the way up and on the way down each time to give him a rest in the floor of our vehicle because he couldn't sustain the journey in full.
And you say he's good today, is he?
He's unbelievable. He's fantastic. And we dread, you know, to think that he might have had this.
Yeah, because I just wonder, I mean, this is a very glass half empty way of looking at it, so maybe you don't look at it this way at all, but there must be times you think there was kind of three absolutely lost years there.
There was, Kieran, I suppose. There was, of course, like, whatever about the last years, it was during COVID as well, so that made it even more stressful because, you know, with infections and with the way things, you know, you're always afraid, will COVID shove it out more? Like, because he was actually waiting 3 years for surgery when COVID came. And then we were thinking, like, would COVID be, would that be preventative as well, like, from the surgery taking place?
Yeah.
And the whole risk of infections and him getting COVID and his immune system being so low, his health and well-being not being so good. Like, you know, you're thinking he's weakened from this all the time. And the COVID was going to be, you know, it could be more detrimental to him, like, if he did get it, like, you know, you know, all these worries. And also, Kim, like a lot of people that have children with waiting for scoliosis or spinal corrective surgeries, we have another child as well. And some people have two or three or four children. People forget that, you know, it's not just the child you're trying to assist with this, trying to achieve what their basic rights are. You've also got a family to look after. You've got a job to go to. You've got everything else to do. And it's so demanding.
Yeah.
It's so demanding on everybody. But like I said, it's the main person that's impacted was our son and the likes of him.
Yeah, I mentioned
whenever
Katrina Phelan. Yeah, sorry, Tony, go on.
Sorry. Whenever I hear of a new situation like this coming up as well, Kieran, like Harvey's situation at the moment, it really annoys me. Like, because it reminds me like of what our son had to endure. First of all. But it's, you know, and it's by the grace of God, you know, that his surgery, he did get his intervention while there was a benefit to having it.
Yeah.
Look, but it doesn't happen for everybody, and it didn't happen for Harvey and a few more people. And sometimes, you know, like, it's their quality of life is completely diminished because of the waiting.
Yeah.
You know, the waiting time. I'm not going to say anything about, like, Mary Lou, you know, asking for Simon Harris's resignation because she's the leader of the main opposition party in the government. But I think he should resign. His name has been attached to this for far too long, and he's not committed to starting this at all.
I mentioned Katrina Phelan, who's with me as well, Tony. Yeah. Katrina is the mum of 11-year-old Brianna Phelan Summers, who's born with spina bifida and scoliosis. So, Katrina, tell us a little bit about Brianna's situation she was in and what happened.
Brianna, we were waiting for 5 years for Brianna's intervention of her fusion to be done. So back in 2022, Brianna got a growth rod put in because Brianna was gone so bad. She was nearly gone past 100 degrees as well. And the day that she was supposed to get her fusion surgery, there was no bed for Brianna after the surgery, so they couldn't do her surgery. So they put her on a halo traction for 12 weeks. And then they gave her a growth rod just to keep her going. And then last year we were sent to London for Brianna to get her spinal fusion done. She got it done last October over in Great Ormond Street Hospital. She was sent over there to get it done.
Yeah.
Because they said they couldn't do the surgery over here in Ireland.
And how is she post-surgery?
We were there for 7 weeks over in London. We came home and we've had no care since we came home.
No follow-ups?
No, no follow up. We were supposed to go up in January, which we did, and her consultant here in Ireland told us that we shouldn't have attended that appointment, that we were only put on the system so we wouldn't get lost, that we are under the care of London. But London had told us that once we step back in Ireland, that her consultant will take over. So if anything happens to Brianna's fusion between now and whatever, we'd go back over to London to get a fix, to get it redone, but nothing had happened. So when we went to see her consultant in Ireland in January, he kind of just looked at her and said, how are you feeling? And she said, I feel okay. And he said, that's fine. And he said, that I'll see you in 6 months' time. He said, but you don't have to come to the appointment. I'm going to put me into the system. You're not under my care anymore.
And that's it. And I mean, have you been lucky enough that you haven't needed the follow-up care? I mean, is Brianna in a good place?
We were lucky that she didn't need it. But that's not really.
Yeah,
no, that's
yeah. It's beside the point. Yeah, exactly.
We were promised. I iffed and buffed about bringing Brianna to London to get this surgery done, because Ireland kept huffing and puffing that they could do it, they couldn't do it. So then Mr. Tucker from Great Ormond came over and looked at Brianna and told me straight to my face, if they don't intervene now, Brianna will become unoperable. The growth rod is doing nothing for my daughter. Absolutely nothing for her. It shouldn't have been done in the first place. Her fusion should have been done. And I said, right, okay. And the promise is when we came back to Ireland that the aftercare would be there. It was the same when she got the fusion done or the growth rod done. Yeah. We had no care after that. I was constantly up and down with her, and then we found out after over in London that Brianna did have fluid around her growth rod and there was an infection growing, and they caught it on time before they could do the fusion.
All of this beggars belief. I mean, or rather it should, only that we've gotten so used to these stories, unfortunately. Well, what are your feelings then, Katrina, when this finds itself back in the news headlines? When we're talking about it here on News Talk, when there's those awful stories about Harvey being reported left, right, and centre,
I'm upset over it, disgusted that our kids are being left like this. It's heartbreaking.
Katrina, thanks a million for joining us. Katrina Phelan and Tony Foley.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.